is like the rationality.
There's no rationality, man, honestly. You need to turn that fucking music down. I'm just like.
You're listening to the Tiger Lounge
right.
Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm here with my boy Jankenstein, also known as Jordan Pierce.
Hey, what's going on?
And yeah, we're chilling in Albany right now and fucking about to light up and fucking have ourselves a grand little time.
Some nice meeting of the minds.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. So what have you been up to?
Not much, just been, you know, focusing on a lot about myself, really. Just a lot of changes that I've gone through over the past couple years that I haven't really realized, you know, the significance until recently.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean exactly? Like what's going on?
Well, just more of an aspect of, you know, the kind of people I'm around, the kind of thing that I'm doing now. You know, first getting into music, you know, I was all about wanting to play out in a band and do something big, but yeah. You know, I did that for a couple years, and you know, something about it, there was a void that was there that I couldn't fill, and I kept trying to fill it, and time again, you know, I just wasn't doing the right thing for me.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, like you and I were in like a band together. That was like the first band I was ever in, like ever. I still remember like the tryout and everything. Like I fucking,
yeah, man.
You guys had like the MySpace page and everything. Like and like yeah. It was like legit.
It was such a long time ago, but you know, like just things like that. How you start off is, you know, it's your foot in the door.
Yeah.
It's your foot in the opportunity and the experience of just, you know, making music, enjoying music, sharing it with the world.
Yeah. So I mean, like how have you like progress like musically? Like I know like you and I, we started doing like hardcore and stuff, so like where have you really jumped on from there?
Well, one thing that I really really noticed in the hardcore scene is a lot about the people. You know, there's some great people that come and support and are loyal, and there's also some people that are, you know, they tend to push people away, and that's kind of the thing that, you know, people need to get away from. It's more about uniting and being one and enjoying music and the message behind it, rather than saying, you know, my crew is better than your crew or we play harder stuff than you. Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't outcast people. You should bring them in and, you know, just make it an experience that everyone who leaves a show or event, you know, can reflect on, you know, the next day, the
yeah.
next week, the next month, even the next show, you know?
And
something,
really just want to come back again,
yes.
You know? And, like, that's like one of the things with hardcore, like, you know, I love hardcore like more like a lot, you know. I still listen to it constantly, but one of the main problems with like kids that would come and that are new to hardcore is the fact that you go to a show and you get beat up on, and like, not that I don't think that that's like awesome, like I fucking, you know, like seeing kids go crazy like and like hitting each other, it's fucking awesome to see. But like, you know, from their perspective, I can see why someone for the first time jumping into something like that would be a little bit hectic, like as of like, you know, what you're doing now musically, you know, with, I don't even know, what would you even call it? Because is it, like, the rave scene, or, like what? Because, like, I know that
it's been called a lot of things, you know. It originated as techno, but, you know, as any sort of genre of music goes through time, it evolves. It evolves into something new that it can't be compared to, so, you know, like, all the sub-genres.
Right.
What I would classify it as is just EDM music, electric dance music, you know?
Hell yeah.
Just plain and simple, anything, you know, that you could probably make on a computer, even use live instruments.
Yeah.
You know.
Does anyone even do that, honestly, like with live instruments?
Not to my knowledge, but, you know, me and Comp 3, or Anthony Compy, we've been working on getting some live instruments into, you know, some of the more electric songs, like, you know, having a real bass part in there instead of
yeah.
something that's, you know, generated on the computer, or
oh my God.
Even miking up drums and using a real
that
drum
would be
part
sick.
You know,
yeah.
Like, these are things that, you know, I'm sure people have tried them, but
yeah,
you know, it just hasn't boomed yet, you know. Like, new ideas, they'll be underground for years before anyone realizes,
like,
that it's popular.
Mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah, not even so much mainstream, but, you know, just heard.
Does anyone right now use like an electric drum set? Like, do they hook it up to their shit and like they play the parts on that?
Oh yes, yes. There's actually a group. They're called Destroyed. It's three DJs and producers. I don't want to butcher the names, but Destroyed, if you look them up, they got some pretty heavy stuff. They actually use all electric instruments when they play live. So there's like an electric drum kit. There's an electric guitar that's like, it almost reminds me of like a Rock Band controller, but more complex, you know, more intricate. And they're all synced to different sounds. You know what I mean?
Right, right. That's sick, dude.
So it's more like a controller rather than an instrument, but at the same time, you're still playing the music live.
Yeah.
You know, so it gives it that live aspect rather than, you know, playing songs on two tracks, two decks, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot more impressive too, honestly, like, because I had no idea about that. It was more about, like, a lot of people say when it comes to that kind of music, it's like, oh, you know, it doesn't really take a lot of skill because you're just pressing buttons. But in all actuality, it fucking takes a lot of time to, like, really put everything together. And especially if you're playing that shit live, if you can get that shit down, the timing, that's impressive as fuck.
Yeah, it all revolves around, you know, actually being a musician. A lot of these people, you know, go out to clubs and everything thinking that they can DJ just because they know all these good songs and, you know, they can mash it up very good.
Yeah.
But that's not everything. If you don't know how to count the beats in a song, you're going to drop that song into the wrong part and eventually it's going to sound
off. Is that what you do? Like you're counting off like
Yeah, the beats and stuff? It's all based off of song structure, I would say. You know, like you know that an intro would have maybe 16 bars.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would drop something in 16 bars when the pattern changes, so it adds something to it.
Right. That's sick. You know? Yeah, like I honestly had like no idea when it went that deep.
A lot of people would think that a DJ set could be one song. That's what ideally it should be. It should sound like one song, no stops, just keep it going. Because, you know, you gotta think of the environment when you're out, you know, everyone's out there to have a good time, move around, dance, do things they don't usually get to do in their normal grind, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. And like that's a good outlet, especially because, like, you know, I've even seen it in you because, like, you've just gotten, like, a shit ton, like, more positive just from putting yourself into like, a better group of people. Because, like, you know, like, not dissing hardcore or anything like that, but, like, you know, being around people like that, like, a majority of the time, like, you know, they're more depressed than kids, like, in your scene are. And that's just a simple fact. That's not shit talking or anything. That's just, like, that's just kind of the way it is. And that's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, like, if you want to feel that way, like, that's completely fine. But just from my perspective of being in it, it's, like, and seeing, like, your transition from being in your group, it's definitely, like, a much more positive, like, scene, like you were saying in the beginning. Yeah. It's more about bringing people together into the scene more than, you know, saying, like, oh, we're harder than you and this and that, so.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and that's definitely one of the things that I realized, you know, making that transition.
Yeah.
It was a semi-easy transition because, you know, EDM music, a lot like rock music, has its different, you know, genres.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, the hardcore style, there's, like, the beatdown style, there's, you know, there's, like, the alternative rock. No, these are, like, the rock ones.
Oh, okay.
And,
I was like, that's awesome.
You know, dubstep. Those are equivalent to the dubstep because there's more trancey stuff, which is, like, you know, euphoric and in the distance. And then there's stuff that's just lots of bass. There's stuff that's, you know, constant, you know, kick on every beat.
Yeah.
There's stuff that's, you know, very technical. You know, it's a lot like, you know, metal. Metal has a lot of those subgenres, same as EDM.
Right.
My personal favorite is the grime, though. Grime.
Is that like the really heavy type shit? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I can't describe it other than, you know, just some of the heaviest bass drops
I've only honestly been to like one show at the Armory, and it was I think I've been to two, but like one I've only really paid attention to, and it was with 12th Planet, and that guy was fucking awesome.
Yes.
Like
12th Planet,
I was into that.
That's my homie. I love everything he's dropped. Well, maybe not everything, but
still,
you get the gist. He's got some really good stuff. There's a lot of artists that are constantly putting out good tracks.
Yeah, and like he just caught my attention just from like, because like you were saying, like the style of being able to mix everything together and flow it. Like I was just like blown away. I was like, this guy's fucking, he's got it. Like, and apparently like he's just like, he's a pretty big name. I had no idea. I was just like, you know, it was like the headlining guy. And he was fucking amazing, dude. Who are some people you've seen, honestly? Like, I don't even know.
Oh, man. Well, I'll just go back to my most recent one. It was actually in this area in Troy, New York, at River Street Pub. They have these new events. It's called Raging on the River.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's usually on a Friday night. It's pretty casual. I went there for the first time 2 weeks ago to go see Annie Serum and Dubloads. And honestly, never heard of Annie Serum before that show. You know, I've heard Dubloads before. He's like, you know, pretty grimy. But he switches a couple things up. But, you know, then I have a couple other local DJ friends. Shout out Comp 3. Shout out Bass Bullets. Fucking
Doobie.
Yeah,
your boy Doobie, dude. Yeah,
the Doobie Stein, not the Jenkins Stein.
Yeah, that's you, bro. I like that name too, dude. That's fucking.
Thank you.
That's tight. Yeah, seriously. Like you came up with that by yourself too.
Yeah,
some creative shit.
And you know, I just kind of thought of the style of music that I played, and
because you're doing like the grime.
Yeah,
right?
it's grimy. It's very slow, and what I like to describe it as is rocking chair like. Just because it's a constant back and forth movement, and then like a couple, you know, other sounds over the top of it just kind of make it sound cool and eerie, and you know, lots of bass, like, and a pair of subs. Oh man,
hell yeah,
it just bumps
with your car,
like, I love it so much. Yeah. I mean, even through like the equipment that I have,
the stock, yeah, like this is a regular shit,
not even in my car, like my actual bass speakers.
Oh, word. Yeah,
like those things will.
But the only problem is the crazy cat lady next door.
Yeah.
And you can't really bump too bad.
Yeah. Shout out, crazy cat lady. Yo, fuck you. Yeah. Like, we've had so many problems with this cat lady. She's called the cops on us like 20 times in the past 3 months.
When was the last
time?
We've
only lived
here
for 4 months. She's called the cops on us like 20 times for music.
Do they even come anymore? Or like,
they come. And they told us like the third time around that we won't ever get a ticket if they come here and there's no music playing.
So, how close have you guys been? Like, did they pull up? You're like,
literally, oh. we could bump the speakers right now. And then once, you know, she would either come over and yell, or, you know, we would see the cops outside. We just turn it off. And then as soon as they come up the stairs, you know.
But I don't know what she's talking about. Like, she's fucking senile. I'll take her
away.
We
pretty much tell them every time. They know us. They know everything that's going on. They know she's crazy. So
how old is she? Do you even know? Like,
too old.
Too old?
Too old for this apartment. Like, it's the middle of Albany and, like, almost the college ghetto.
Yeah.
Shout out South Main. that's the thing. But, yeah.
No, well,
why is there an old lady living in the middle of the college ghetto?
That's, yeah, like, that's a bit of like, she, like, undercover? Like, that's,
nah.
Just, that's sketchy, dude.
She stinks, too. It's,
really? Just, like, cat
really
piss?
Bad. Like, yeah, it's like cat piss, but it's not, the smell's not from her cats. It's, like, her.
No. No.
Alright, this is gonna be the real exclusive, but she is the first woman I have ever known, and this is confirmed by my landlord, the first woman I've ever known to have turned her bathtub into a litter box for her cats.
Are you kidding me?
100%.
Dude, that is disgusting.
100%. And I share a wall with this nasty bitch. Oh, and
like, that is disgusting.
She left the bag of cat litter on her back fire escape.
How many bags of cat litter would that take?
It was like, I don't know. I think she might have used the whole container.
How many,
like,
does she have?
See, it's an unconfirmed amount.
Oh, God. That is horrible. That's horrible. Unconfirmed? What, does she just, like, keep, like, tuna cracked at her window, like, in, like, the back fire escape, dude, and just, like,
I've heard,
get
like,
more and more?
I've heard maybe 3 different names for the cats. It's, like, Hope, Mittens, and Twinkle.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
that sucks, dude. Oh, the whole bathtub, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, that's insane. Like, where is, like, the rationality behind that, dude? It's like,
there's no rationality with her, honestly. No. Like, the first day that we stayed here, we had a problem with her. She came knocking on our door, like,
day one?
Yeah, the first night we stayed here. Like, we came here one night, and then we didn't sleep here. We left.
Yeah.
And then the next night we stayed here, we had our music up, and she was banging on our door, calling us assholes right off the rip.
Right, like, off the bat.
I opened the door, and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, you need to turn that fucking music down. I'm just like, yo, first off, I haven't ever even talked to you. I don't even know your name, and you're just already swearing at me.
Yeah.
Oh, let me pause the story.
Yeah, we'll go back to
comp three.
All right, we're back. I was taking a short little break there. So, yeah, Jordan, what were you saying about the old lady fucking banging on your door?
Oh, yeah, so the first night we were ever here, she was banging on our door, yelling obscenities, you know. Mm-hmm. She's being reckless for an old lady, and, you know, you'd look at her originally, think she was nice, but, you know, she's got this stench about her, and, you know, she just started screaming. I was talking to her, and we were in the hallway. I was trying to reason with her, you know, because the first time I meet someone, I show them respect, you know, and
yeah.
I expect to get it back, but when she just wasn't understanding and kept repeating the same argument, like, I was just like, all right, we'll turn our music down, have a good night. She just kept trying to tell me some shit, and it's just like, you know, I don't got time to deal with that. Can't reason with crazy.
Yeah.
That's the main point.
And she even went, like, as far as to, like, fucking beat down your door almost.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. One time, Comp 3 was bumping music a little bit, and she came over, was pounding on our door, and the way our door's set up, it's you know, it's got a couple panels, and she was banging on our door so hard she busted one of the panels to the door out by, like, the corner. So, since she's called the cops on us so many times, we decided to call the cops on her, because... You know, she broke our door. That's destruction of property.
Right.
And they're like, this old lady did this to your door? I'm like, yep, 100%. We were both here.
She was just throwing the hands, dude, at the door. Yeah, just making sure she busts that shit down.
And she went and ran inside as soon as it happened. She stopped screaming, ran inside, and waited till the cops got here.
And what was her story? Like, when they got there, like, did she just, like, run up to it?
We really couldn't get her side of the story.
Why's that?
Because they separated, you know, both of us.
Right, right.
You know, we pretty much just told them, you know, we've had this constant problem with her. She's just old. She's in, you know, Albany.
Right.
In like a 6-person apartment. You can't expect it to be completely silent. You know, especially when we're two musicians trying to, you know, work on our craft and get better. It's like, we can't live next to someone like that when we have the complete right to do that in our own home.
Right, of course. You know, like I'm pretty sure there's even like a time limit, like just in the city, like,
and
until like
she would
come
over
really
even at
4 o'clock
in the afternoon and bang.
Yeah, no, that's
door,
bullshit.
You know?
Like, you know, like you have to have time to just like work on your shit. You know,
yeah.
There's like a time, like if it's like way too late, I guess, like just to be like respectful.
We'll put headphones on. You know, we're completely reasonable, but it gets to a point where she's just being so irrational. We'll be irrational back. We'll turn that bitch up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's how it should be, so. But yeah, dude, fucking Comp 3 just came in, dude.
May I interject?
What's up, bro?
We have a system with the cat lady.
Yeah.
So, when she's irrational, we're irrational right back and turn up the volume of, like, whatever we're listening to.
Yeah.
And then, the way I look at it, Albany cops don't give a fuck. So, they're going to take, like, 45 minutes to get here.
Right, of course.
At least. So we got like 15 minutes to like bump and then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's it.
And yeah.
It works every time.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was saying, like, you know, like if you, like, they said they wouldn't ticket you guys as if you didn't have, if you just had the music off when they got there, basically. Which is dope. Like, that's pretty cool, though, honestly.
They've never seen the big ass speaker right in the living room.
Yeah.
They'd probably write a ticket if they saw that.
Maybe.
Or if they went to my room and seen what I had in there.
Yeah.
Nah.
I got both of my cabs in there. Just like.
Oh, really? Like your guitar cabs?
Yeah, both bass ones.
Oh, shit, dude. Dude, that's gotta be sick then.
Yeah. Is the head still in your car?
Yeah, it's still in my trunk.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I just realized I have like 4 bags of sandwich bread in my truck. In my trunk.
Why?
Fucking. I just got, like, mad at it from work today.
Okay.
Yeah. totally forgot to grind.
Dude, okay. That's awesome. I mean, like, you better eat that shit. It's gonna get moldy.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, but anyway. So.
Alright, so what do you want to hear about? You know, from what you've heard so far, what's your opinion, Tommy?
Just on what? I'm high. What?
You know, just about the difference of the scenes. You said you went to one show before?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, I like both in, like, in its own aspect, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, like, hardcore, like, it's just, it's really fun just to be able to, like, you know, get some, like, anger out, honestly, sometimes, and just, like, go crazy, and, like, you know, but, and then the other scene, like, you know, like, the dubstep scene is, like, it's just, like, a constant party, which is, like, you know, it's always fun, like, like, you know, the only downside, like, the one time I did go, like, I straight up just, I saw this dude just, like, straight up, like, overdose, just right on the dance floor, just drop right down, like, foam at the mouth, like,
yeah, some, you know, some first people time. Go a little overboard and take a lot of drugs.
And, no. So, like, I was just, you know, like, holy shit, it's kind of, like, crazy, like, just, like, right off the bat, like, that's, like, the first thing I see.
A lot of people think that it's, you know, all about drug music, but it's really not.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I don't think it is.
There's even sober heads that come out to the shows, but, you know, even just go out and have a couple of drinks, you know, you'll get into it.
Because I definitely respect the art to it, for sure. You know, I've never really just, like, gone enough to, I guess, like, really experience it, like, enough to, like, really see what the scene is for myself. I've only seen it, like, once, so, like, I haven't really, like, been involved in it, you know what I mean? Unlike hardcore, where I've been, like, semi, like, I can't say, like, I was, like, fucking, like, really, like, in it, but, like, you know, I played in a band that was in it. Like, that was about it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Likewise.
Yeah.
Me too, right?
Yeah. So, but, like, yeah, it was just, like, that, like, that was a... That had to have been, like, a kind of, like, a fun transition, honestly, just, like, to go from something just like that.
My favorite part about it is just meeting all sorts of new people, you know? Every time you meet someone, you start a new relationship with them, you know, as a friend or...
Yeah.
You know, you never know who you're going to meet. You just meet so many new people and, you know, everyone's all positive and... Oh, they just enjoy life. It's carefree when you're around people that are always positive. You know, you never have to worry about anything. Everything's, you know, always going to be figured out, especially if you're smart, especially if you're, you know, in your grind, just doing things with passion, just as all the hard work that you put in.
And honestly, like, this year, like, more than ever, honestly, it seems that it's, like, blown up a lot more around here. Like, could you say that? Or, like, would you think it's basically been like this for, like, a while?
Well... It all depends. From what I've heard, the United Kingdom was really the origination of dubstep. It's like the first place where it was really, you know, pop, and then you know, a couple years later it was more underground around here, and then, you know, I really got into the scene maybe like two and a half years ago. So I haven't really seen much of what the scene has done so far. Right. But you know, every show, I'm starting to see a bigger turnout, you know, starting to see more familiar faces, because, you know, I go to a lot of these events because I'm a promoter for Rider Promo, same with Comp 3, he's also a Rider Back DJ, shout out Rider Promo, shout out Comp 3, but yeah, just a lot of opportunities out there, and, you know, anytime you see an opportunity, you can't think of, you know, what's going to be bad about it. You got to think about what you can do, you know? You got to really get into it and, you know, believe in yourself. Know that you can, you know, you can make it.
Was it hard
that's
to
really
even,
my
like,
mindset.
Was it hard to even get, like, your foot in the door, like, to promoting and shit like that? Or did they kind of just, like, are they always looking for people like that?
Well, it all depends on what you have to offer. You know, the more you can do, the better. But, you know, if you're a really strong promoter... All you have to do is, you know, meet somebody who works there, and then, you know, if they're your friend or anything, they could have you meet the boss, and then, you know, you learn about what you do,
right,
and, you know, decide if that's what you want to do, or if you would rather just, you know, go to the events and not you know.
Yeah, and not have to
have to worry about promoting or anything.
Of course.
And it's become almost, you know, natural for me just to promote the events, just because I want to see more people there. I want to see my friends there. You know, it's not about making money. It's about having a good time with everyone who's there. And, you know, if you know a lot of people there and everyone's having a good time, they get down. Like, I don't see anything better than that.
Yeah. You know, that's pretty much all people really look for anyway. It's pretty much the same thing as just going to, like, a party, like, in Albany somewhere, but just, like, with a bunch of people going crazy, like, on a dance floor. Like, that's, like,
the difference, and it's at, like, an official bar, you know? Or even, like, an arena or venue.
So, I mean, like, what's going on with, like, the Armory, like, right now, exactly? Because, like, I know, like, that whole, like, event happened, basically, where there was, like, a little bit of a riot and shit. So, like, what's going on with that now? Like, are they still able to, like, have shows and stuff, or?
Well, I can't really touch too much on that.
Yeah.
But I can say that it will eventually be back.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time till it's going to be back is undetermined.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. Like, you don't want to say anything bad about
them. It's very, very down low.
Yeah, you know, of course.
I'm on a different branch right now, just working some other shows, trying to, you know, get better at producing and, you know, learn as much as I can now.
Yeah.
So then I can apply it to myself in the future.
So where, like, when's your first show exactly?
Oh yeah, my first show, it is at the Fuse Box, May 30th, and it's got a pretty nice lineup. I know a couple of the DJs. Let me pull this up real quick.
All right. Yeah, that's gonna be fun, dude. Your first shows with, like, it's always, like, a good time. Like, your first time just going out there and fucking spending it. It's gotta be.
Yeah, of course. I'm more than ready to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been, like, practicing for a while now.
Yeah, buddy. It's called Unity Summer Love, featuring DJ Capital. It, for 21 and up, it's $7. For 18 and up, it's $10.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's at the Fuse Box. And if you don't know where that is, it's on Central Ave, right down the street from the Armory. If you don't know where the Armory is, then...
Yeah,
it's, come on, that's the place. It's right on Washington. Word. Washington Avenue, downtown Albany. So I'm playing at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. DJ Jenkinstein.
Yeah, so check him out. Like, you got Facebook and everything too.
I don't have a Facebook, but I have SoundCloud with a preview of my mixes and original music.
What's that? Do you know the link to that?
It is www.soundcloud.com/Jenkinstein. JANKNSTEIN.
All right. Write that down.
I'm just really high.
Yeah, no. That's cool. All right,
I appreciate, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, dude.
Everything, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to wrap this shit up pretty much right now. So if anyone decides to check this out, fucking check out Jenkinstein. And we'll catch you guys later. Fucking peace.